ओम ज्ञानच निरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Translation. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that out of many thousands of ordinary men, one fortunate man endeavors for perfection in life. Most men are conducted by the modes of passion and ignorance, and thus they are engaged always in lust, desire, hankerings, ignorance, and sleep. Out of many such man-like animals, there is actually a man who knows the responsibility of human life and thus tries to make life perfect by following the prescribed duties. And out of many thousands of such persons who have thus attained success in human life, one may know scientifically about the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. In the same Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that scientific knowledge of Sri Krishna is understood only by the process of devotional service, bhakti yoga. The very same thing is confirmed herein in the above words. No ordinary man or even one who has attained success in human life can know scientifically or perfectly the personality of Godhead. Perfection of human life is attained when one can understand that he is not the product of matter but is in fact spirit. And as soon as one understands that he has nothing to do with matter, he at once ceases his material hankerings and becomes enlivened as a spiritual being. This attainment of success is possible when one is above the modes of passion and ignorance, or in other words, when one is actually a brahmana by qualification. A brahmana is the symbol of sattva gun, or the mode of goodness. And others who are not in the mode of goodness are either kshatriyas, vaishyas, shudras, or less than the shudras. The brahminical stage is the highest stage of human life because of its good qualities. So, one cannot be a devotee unless one at least qualifies as a brahmana. The devotee is already a brahmana by action, but that is not the end of it. As referred to above, such a brahmana has to become a Vaishnava to be actually in the transcendental stage. A pure Vaishnava is a liberated soul and is transcendental even to the position of a brahmana. In the material stage, even a brahmana is also a conditioned soul, because although in the brahminical stage the conception of Brahman or transcendence is realized, scientific knowledge of the Supreme Lord is lacking. One has to surpass the brahminical stage and reach the Vasudev stage to understand the personality of Godhead Krishna. The science of the personality of Godhead is the subject matter for study by the postgraduate students in the spiritual line. Foolish men, or men with a poor fund of knowledge, do not understand the Supreme Lord, and they interpret Krishna according to their respective whims. The fact is, however, that one cannot understand the science of the personality of Godhead unless one is freed from the contamination of the material modes, even up to the stage of a brahmana. When a qualified brahmana factually becomes a Vaishnava, in the enlivened state of liberation, he can know what is actually the personality of Godhead. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Two verses prior to this, in this series of very important verses, seminal verses, is the famous verse, Nashta Prayeshva Bhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Seva Bhagavati Tamashloke Bhakti Bhaviti Naishtiki, in which it is stated that by regular service to the Bhagavat, book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat, then Prayeshu, Nashta Praya, almost destroyed all the Abhadreshu, all the inauspicious things within the heart. A common question is that why is it only almost totally destroyed? Why not fully destroyed? Well, the answer is given in the following verses, which we are in the process of studying as part of our Nitya Bhagavat Seva, our daily service to the Bhagavatam, that everything inauspicious in the heart is destroyed by regularly hearing the Bhagavatam. And not only that, but one becomes irrevocably fixed in service to Bhagavan, who is the subject of the Bhagavat, and the object of worship by the Bhagavats, the subject of the book Bhagavat and the object of worship by the person of Bhagavats. But the gradual stages in the cleansing of the heart and the enlivening of the heart with Krishna consciousness is being described. So when it's described that everything inauspicious within the heart is almost completely destroyed, that's describing the first stage. And one has to go on. When the inauspicious things within the heart are almost completely destroyed, then the heart becomes the suitable receptacle for understanding Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, the scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. As long as the effects of the material modes of nature are prominent within the heart, then where is the question of Krishna consciousness being prominent in the heart? They can't both be there. This Bhakti Vigyan Goswami was quoting yesterday in his seminar, this Bhakti Mukti Spriha Yavat Pishachi Hridi Vartate Tavat Bhakti Sukhasya Trakatam Abhyudayo Bhaved. As long as the two witch-like propensities for material enjoyment and liberation remain within the heart, then where is the question of experiencing the bliss of devotional service? So in these verses it's being described how the natural effect of regularly hearing the Bhagavatam is that one becomes enlivened in Krishna consciousness, and the effects of the modes of nature, the material desires, hankerings, disappointment, lamentation, they all become destroyed, driven out. And one becomes fixed in knowledge of Krishna and the process of devotional service. And the symptom of that is one becomes happy. In the modes of material nature, one is also trying to become happy. That is the nature of the soul, to seek happiness. Because the soul, being qualitatively the same as the Supreme Soul, by nature full of happiness. So, according to the modes of material nature one is influenced by, in material existence one also seeks happiness. The mode of passion typifies the material position, which one is endeavoring hard to get, to acquire objects and position and recognition so that one can enjoy the senses. In the mode of goodness, one, seeing the futility of this endeavor, tries to become detached from that, becomes aloof. Seeing that this endeavor for happiness only brings me distress, a person in the mode of goodness tries to become detached from that and enjoys the happiness or the peacefulness of being detached. And a person in the mode of ignorance is also apparently detached from the endeavor for happiness. Not because he has a higher principle like those in the mode of passion, but because he has no principles whatsoever. And thus he may take happiness in giving distress to others, and even inflicting distress upon himself. Even the endeavor to... committing suicide is also a kind of sense gratification. Held by the mode of ignorance, thinking that, well, I'm so miserable, I'd be happier if I didn't exist. Which is again another kind of ignorance, because we cannot cease to exist. In fact, the whole material situation rests on ignorance. We talk about the modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, but they're all the basic principle of them all is ignorance. Ignorance of Krishna and our relationship with Him. This is untranslatable, but Prabhupada used to... There's the verb ignore is pronounced ignorance. Prabhupada used to pronounce it as ignorance. So ignore means to be aware of something but not give any attention to it. And ignorance means lack of knowledge. So the two things are almost the same. Because if one refuses to or pretends that he doesn't know something is there, then it's almost the same as not knowing it. So actually every jiva knows that we are part and parcel of Krishna, but we are very busy ignoring Krishna, and therefore we become covered by the ignorance of thinking that there is no Krishna, or even if there is a Krishna, I'll kill him. Jarasandha thought. Or, yes, there's Krishna, but he's also a product of the impersonal Brahman. The various philosophies of the world are all hatched out of ignorance or envy of Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam gives Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead, by which mukta sangasya jayate, by which one becomes freed from association with the modes of material nature and all their effect. Everything rests on the condition of the jiva rests upon his understanding or outlook. For all this vast philosophy of that is Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, scientific knowledge of Krishna, or Bhagavat, the personality of Godhead, there's only one basic point to understand. Jeev Krishna Das Evishas Korleta Ardukanai. That we are jiva, we are not the body, we are not the enjoyer, we are not the controller, we are not independent. The jiva is the servant of Krishna. Simply we have to accept this and no more problems. Then evam prasala manaso. Then when one becomes angry or disturbed, that I have to become a servant. Prabhupada, he pointed out again and again, there's no question of becoming a servant. We are all servants. The dharma or the inherent nature of the jiva is to serve. Prabhupada pointed out that everyone is serving someone else. And that people, if they don't have a family to serve, they get or a dog or a cat to serve, because the propensity to serve is inherent in the soul. So Jeev Krishna, that we are the servant of Krishna. That this idea of being a servant sounds horrible to the conditioned soul. To be Das, servant. Das is also a surname among certain Shudra caste in Bengal, because the Shudras are servants. So sometimes young men join our movement in Bengal and they, from the Brahmin caste, and their family members become very upset that you had a good Brahmin name and now it's changed to Das, the idea that you should become a servant. But here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out that the servant of Krishna, he is the real Brahmin in the fullest sense of the term. If one thinks, I am a Brahmana, now I am superior to others, then he's not actually a Brahmana. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmana. A Brahmana should be possessed with knowledge and humility. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was awarding Brahminical initiation to persons of all castes, there was much protest, not only from the smarter Brahmins, but from the Vaishnav so-called orthodoxy of the day. Now, why are you giving this Brahmin thread, which is a symbol of prestige? Because a Vaishnav is supposed to be humble, not trying to show himself off, he's better than others. Which showed that the so-called Vaishnavs, they had the same misunderstanding as the so-called Brahmins. That a Brahmana wears a thread as a symbol of prestige. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur pointed out that although it is not necessary for a Vaishnava to do so, he wears a brahmana's thread as a symbol of his commitment to Trinada Pisunichta, his considering himself lower than a straw in the street. When it's quoted like, anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, go on. That a Vaishnav wears a Brahmin thread as an indication of his being the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalaya Dasa Dasa Mudasaha. That I have been initiated into the service of Krishna's servants. So it is a different outlook completely to that of the smarta brahmanas. The Vaishnav accepts the brahminical thread to announce Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana to the world, to accept that knowledge and distribute it, knowing that only by being fixed in Naishtiki Bhakti, this irrevocable devotional service, can the jiva attain any good fortune. There is no happiness in the attempt to attain sense gratification of those in the mode of passion, gross sense gratification. There is no real happiness either in detaching oneself from the gross attempt to enjoy the senses of those in the mode of goodness. That is simply the happiness of not being so much in distress. That's little relief, that's all. And the ghost-like existence of persons in the mode of ignorance, certainly not any kind of happiness at all. Actual happiness can only be in Krishna consciousness. This is not a dogmatic claim, but it is scientifically explained, systematically explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, that because the jiva is intrinsically and irrevocably part and parcel of Krishna, that he can only be happy in association with Krishna. All other attempts, even up to the stage of attempting liberation, cannot give satisfaction to the soul. This knowledge is to be imbibed by devotees by regularly hearing the Bhagavatam. Not just hearing, but applying in our lives. Sometimes devotional service is considered a kind of mechanical process, that we are supposed to hear, so we'll go and hear. In among, again, what might be called the Vaishnav orthodoxy or the old sampradayas, that they regularly hold recitation of Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and people go and listen, almost as a kind of ritual, with the idea that, well, we're supposed to do this, so let's do it. Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Bhagavatam was certainly not ritualistic. Dynamic. Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam was in fulfillment of Narad Muni's prediction, Tadvag Visargo Janataga Viplava Viplava, that this presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam will create a revolution in the misdirected lives of a sinful population. Srila Prabhupada presented Srimad Bhagavatam with all scholarship, but with an urgent, pressing message also, not simply scholarship. In his Bhagavatam purports, he covered all areas of human life, giving directions on how to live in this world so that we can remember Krishna and get out of this stinking, miserable material world. Srila Prabhupada, he told us that we should make our life Srimad Bhagavatam. And certainly his life was Srimad Bhagavatam. Yesterday, Srila Jayantath Maharaj was saying how Prabhupada began ISKCON with Srimad Bhagavatam. His plan for spiritualizing America and the whole world was based on hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Rhetorically he asked, how can these people be delivered? There's so much in ignorance. And he himself gave the answer that if they again and again hear Srimad Bhagavatam with faith, then the result will be Nashta Prayesh Bhavadreshu and so on. Srila Prabhupada, after printing, composing and printing the first canto of Bhagavatam in three volumes, felt, now I'm ready to go to America. when a newspaper reporter asked Prabhupada, what will happen to this movement when you die? Srila Prabhupada said, I will never die, I will live forever in my books. When devotees, Prabhupada ordered to go to China, which at that time was almost impossible to for an outsider to go to China, Prabhupada said, somehow or other let my books go, they will have their effect. So Prabhupada said to make Srimad Bhagavatam our life, because Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. As Prabhupada writes, that whoever faithfully reads Bhagavatam, they will find Krishna in the very pages of Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam we have Krishna and all his great devotees. We have the commentaries of all the acharyas distilled, their essence given with the personal message of Srila Prabhupada, who as the representative of Krishna and all the acharyas worked so hard to give this Srimad Bhagavatam to us. All day preaching, going here and there, working so hard. And when at night everyone was exhausted from trying to keep up with Srila Prabhupada, in that peaceful situation, Prabhupada took the opportunity to go on composing his Bhaktivedanta purports. Srila Prabhupada fully gave himself to the service of Krishna and his spiritual master. And his lasting contribution, we can't have his personal association, was, like everything in this world, limited by time, but his enduring contribution, he gave himself to us in his as his books. Srila Prabhupada gave us and Krishna, gave himself and Krishna to us as his books. And he said, if you want to know me, then read my books. So we all want to know Srila Prabhupada. That's obvious from Harishori Prabhu's popularity. Well, certainly he's a wonderful Vaishnav, but his particular contribution by which he's welcome everywhere is that he speaks about Prabhupada all the time. You want to hear about Prabhupada? Well, here's a secret. If Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, then read my books. What did Prabhupada want to give us? What is it that makes him so attractive that devotees are so eager to hear about it? Is that he has given us Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Tomara hridaye shada govinda vishram, because his heart is simply full of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, with great concentration, he described that it takes great concentration how to present the subject matter of Krishna so that people can understand. So as described in this verse, one will always be enlivened in devotional service if one regularly studies the Srimad Bhagavatam. And if we don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, or if we don't read Prabhupada's books regularly, then definitely we're going to become bewildered by the material energy, because that's what the material energy does. If we're not enlivened by Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead, then certainly we're going to be bewildered by the call of Maya. And if we're enlivened by the message of Godhead, then certainly we will rally to Srila Prabhupada's call to distribute this message. Srila Prabhupada so much wanted these books distributed. And if one is imbibing the spirit of Srimad Bhagavatam, then certainly he will want to help Srila Prabhupada's mission of distributing this knowledge of Krishna. If one is becoming enlivened by Krishna consciousness and sees that others are suffering just because they lack this knowledge, then he'll certainly want to help to distribute that knowledge. Just like we see here in Lithuania and the Baltic, Shanta Maharaj is, apparently in his old age, is so much enlivened to travel around and enthuse the devotees to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And the devotees who pick up that mood, they also become enlivened, because that is the nature of Krishna consciousness. That naturally, if one is feeling enlivened, then he wants to enliven others. So this is a very simple analysis of topics. That what I've spoken is a simple analysis of very deep topics described in Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence is that we should read Srimad Bhagavatam, regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam, associate with and serve devotees whose lives are Srimad Bhagavatam, and take part in the mission to distribute this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, especially by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. We should, as followers of Srila Prabhupada, we should all know that Srila Prabhupada emphasized this so much. Of course, he emphasized everything. Sometimes he said that Bhaktivedanta Institute, scientific preaching, this is our most important preaching. Sometimes he said that Gurukul is our most important program. Practically every program, he said, is most important. So they are all most important. That doesn't fit material logic, but that's a higher order logic. But then again, we see that what here it's stated, how one becomes enlivened by knowledge of Bhagavatam. So at least we always heard that Prabhupada was particularly enlivened by hearing the information, the results of the distribution of his books. Is there any question? Yeah, please.
You mentioned about the mode of, like that in the mode of goodness and in mode of ignorance, both
both are detached, both in the mode of goodness and the mode of ignorance.
In the mode of passions, they are active, but like we see that like animals, even minds, the mode of ignorance, they are still active.
Yeah. Animals are in the mode of ignorance and they're still active. Yeah, these are general statements. When it's said that animals are in the mode of ignorance, that means that's the predominating situation. They have no possibility to come to higher knowledge. But then within that, there may be some animals which are more active. And it's said the cow is in the mode of goodness, the lion is in the mode of passion, and the monkey is in the mode of ignorance. So there may be ignorance with a large mixture of passion or even a mixture of goodness. And even if we say that someone is in the mode of goodness, that can in a second change to the influence of the mode of passion or ignorance can become predominant. That means it's almost like the sthayi bhav of the material situation. His general situation is in the mode of goodness, but then he could suddenly slip down to the mode of passion or ignorance, and then again come to the mode of goodness. Yeah, please.
Maharaj, you mentioned in the beginning of the class that there cannot be any spiritual bliss as long as there is still an influence of material nature in the heart. So, the ecstasy we are feeling in the kirtan and other activities, is it just a lack of suffering?
Question is that in the beginning of the class I said as long as there are material desires in the heart, then we cannot experience the bliss of bhakti. So, what is the bliss you're feeling? That's your question, because you're feeling blissful, but you still have material desires. Well, development of Krishna consciousness is not like that. You're just struggling, following rules and regulations, and just trying to get all the dirty things out of the heart, and then you push it out 99%. 99.9, in part, push the final 0.1%, all of a sudden, boom, you become self-realized. It's not like that. It's a gradual process. But that much, we are free from material desires and filled with the desire to serve Krishna, that much we are blessed with the happiness of Krishna consciousness. But we should know that as long as we are maintaining material desires, then we cannot be fully in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we hear that Prabhupada, he used the word surrender much more than he used the word praying. Nowadays it seems to be around the other way, but so